Heavenly Father, please help me to share your word, your message with your children and those that you love and those that you are reaching out to, those that you are calling. I pray that you will nourish us with the bread, the living bread, in your word. In Jesus Christ's name. Greetings, saints. Our reading is Romans 9, verse 14 to 16 in KJV. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? Certainly not. For he says to Moses, I will have mercy on whomever I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whomever I will have compassion. So then, it is not of him who wills, nor of him who runs, but of God who shows mercy. Now I've seen these scriptures used in a horrible way to show a predestination, where God picks and chooses whom he wants and the rest go to hell. Sorry about that. That is not what it's about. That is not in line with God's character, as seen in Psalm 103 verse 8. The Lord is compassionate and merciful, slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love. Also Psalm 86:15. But you, O Lord, are a God of compassion and mercy, slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love and faithfulness. Again in Psalm 145 verse 8. The Lord is merciful and compassionate, slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love. Even in Lamentations 3:22, the faithful love of the Lord never ends, his mercies never cease. We are encouraged to turn to God in Isaiah 55 verse 7. Let the wicked change their ways and banish the very thought of doing wrong. Let them turn to the Lord that he may have mercy on them. Yes, turn to our God, for he will forgive generously. The heart of God is shown again in Matthew 18, verse 12 to 14. If a man has 100 sheep and one of them wanders away, what will he do? Won't he leave the 99 others on the hills and go out to search for the one that is lost? And if he finds it, I tell you the truth, he will rejoice over it more than over the 99 that didn't wander away. In the same way, it is not my heavenly Father's will that even one of these little ones should perish. So we can clearly see that God doesn't want even one person to miss out on heaven, to miss out on a loving relationship with him forever. And he's made it possible through the death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus Christ. That's why in Hebrews 4 verse 16 it says, So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it most. And since we are a chip of the old block, we are created in God's image, he wants us to be merciful as well. In Matthew 5 verse 7, Jesus' own words, God blesses those who are merciful, for they will be shown mercy. And we are commanded, in fact, in Luke 6 verse 36, you must be compassionate, just as your Father is compassionate. In 2 Peter 3 verse 3 to 4 and 8 to 9, most importantly, I want to remind you that in the last days scoffers will come, mocking the truth and following their own desires. They will say, What happened to the promise that Jesus is coming again? From before the times of our ancestors, everything has remained the same since the world was first created. But you must not forget this one thing, dear friends. A day is like 1,000 years to the Lord, and 1,000 years is like a day. The Lord isn't really being slow about his promise, as some people think. No, he is being patient for your sake. He does not want anyone to be destroyed, but wants everyone to repent. And as we just covered recently in Romans 8:29-30, For God knew his people in advance, and he chose them to become like his son, so that his son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And having chosen them, he called them to come to him. And having called them, he gave them right standing with himself. And having given them right standing, he gave them his glory. And so, it's not an arbitrary pick and choose from God's side. It is that he is God, all-knowing God, and he knows who's going to choose to follow him. And that's why he chooses us, because he knows we will choose him. When he appoints us for a ministry, like his apostles, like his disciples, then yes, he chooses us for specific tasks and for specific ministries. So in that way, when Jesus said to the disciples, I chose you, you didn't choose me. That's what he meant there. Because in the olden days in Israel, the students used to choose which rabbi they went to. But in this case, the rabbi chose the students to do their predestined work based on the pre-knowledge, the foreknowledge that God had, that they would turn to him and follow him. The part about Jesus choosing them is in John 15, verse 16. This is red letter words. Jesus himself said, "You didn't choose me, I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for, using my name." So again, we don't pick what we want to do for God. God gives us our tasks. He gives us our job description. But it's our responsibility to choose to follow him, John 1:12. But to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. So it's up to you. It's your choice. And many of you that I'm speaking to have made that choice already. You are my brothers and sisters in Christ. And to anyone who hasn't made that choice, I encourage you to please make it. Today is the day of salvation. Please go ahead and choose life, as in Deuteronomy. That's in 2 Corinthians 6 verse 2. "For God says, at just the right time I heard you. On the day of salvation I helped you. Indeed, the right time is now. Today is the day of salvation." The Creator of heaven and earth wants you to choose life. He said it in Deuteronomy 30:19. "Today I have given you the choice between life and death, between blessings and curses. Now I call on heaven and earth to witness the choice you make. Oh, that you would choose life, so that you and your descendants might live." Please, choose life today. So to those who have already chosen to follow God, to follow our Redeemer, I encourage you to shine your light so that those who don't know the beauty of a relationship with our beautiful, loving Redeemer can hear the good news and choose to follow him too. So shine your light.